Welcome in. This is the Subweight Masterclass on building a DJ intro sequence in Ableton Live 12, aimed at jungle and old-school DNB vibes, but with a modern, clean mindset. The goal is simple. You're going to build an 8 to 16 bar intro that a DJ actually wants to mix. That means it's functional, it's got vibe, and it has that sub pressure you can feel without hijacking the low end while the outgoing record is still playing. By the end, you'll have a repeatable template, tops that roll with swing, a filtered ghost break that screams jungle DNA, dubby stabs and atmosphere for identity, and a controlled subsystem that stays mono, stays consistent, and comes in with intent. All right, let's set the session up the DJ-minded way. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. Jungle can go a touch faster, but this range is a sweet spot for that classic roll. Keep it 4/4. Now add locators at bar 1, bar 9, and bar 17. Think of it like, bars 1 to 16 are your intro, bar 17 is your drop. Even if you end up doing an 8-bar intro later, this 16-bar grid keeps your phrasing clean. Before you touch any processing, commit to headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB peak on the master while building. If you start slamming early, you'll end up compressing the life out of the break later just to survive. For track layout, I want you thinking in groups. A drum group with break, tops, perk, and effects, a music group with dub stab, atmos, and riser, and a separate sub track that you can solo instantly, and that you keep mono safe from the beginning. Now we start with the DJ safe top groove, bars 1 to 8, the part that can sit under another tune without fighting it. Create a MIDI track called Tops. Load a drum rack, choose tight samples, a clean closed hat, an open hat, maybe a rim or clave, and a shaker if you want that skitter. Program a simple one-bar loop first. Closed hats can be straight eighth notes if you want classic drive, or offbeats if you want more space. Then add a couple of ghost hats as 16th notes, especially leading into where the snare would feel implied. Even if you don't have a full snare in the intro, those tiny pre-hit flicks create motion. Put an open hat on the end of 4. That's such a DJ-friendly marker, because it reinforces the bar line without being too loud. Now swing. Go to the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Here's the teacher tip. Swing is seasoning, not sauce. Apply it with an amount around 30 to 60%, timing fairly high, velocity just a touch. You want human, not drunk. Processing on the tops should be all about staying out of the way. Start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere, around 200 to 350 HC with a steep slope. There is no useful low end in hats, it's just headroom theft. If the top gets harsh, do a tiny dip in that 7 to 10K range, 1 to 3 dB, nothing dramatic. Then add drum bus, a little drive, maybe 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%, and keep boom at 0 for this. Jungle tops should be crisp and light, not thick. Optional. Put auto filter in high pass mode for subtle movement later. Even if it's barely doing anything, it's a great automation target across 16 bars. Cool. Now we add the jungle fingerprint, the old school break layer, but as a ghost at first. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in an amen. Think funky drummer style loop, or your own break. For warp mode, Complex Pro is smooth. Beats is punchier. If you pick beats, try transient loop mode and preserve around 40 to 70 so it doesn't get too clicky. If you want real control, slice it to a new MIDI track by Transients. That's optional, but it's a power move, because now you can resequence hits and make it yours instead of a straight loop. Now the key, bars 1 to 8. This break is texture and swing, not the main drum, so we filter and we high pass it. On the break channel, add EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 HC. You're clearing space so the sub, when it arrives, owns the real low end. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. For grit, add redux, but don't overcook it. Think 10 to 14 bit, light down sampling, and keep it subtle with dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. The goal is hardware era crunch, not destroyed YouTube rip. Add saturator after that. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. You're thickening and stabilizing. Then the main character move. Auto filter in low pass mode, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff low, like 600 to 1.2k for bars 1 to 4, so it feels like it's behind the curtain. Over the course of the intro, you automate that opening, reaching somewhere like 3 to 6k by bar 16, depending on how bright you want the energy lift. Now we lay the foundation. The subweight system. Create a MIDI track called SUB and load operator. Operator is perfect because it's clean, stable, and easy to keep under control. oscillator as a sine wave for the amp envelope, do a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, little to no sustain if you want short hits, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so notes don't click off. If you want the sub to translate on smaller speakers, add just a whisper of harmonics. Turn on oscillator B as another sine, set it 1 octave up, and keep it very quiet, like minus 24 to minus 30 dB. You should barely hear it, but you'll feel it add definition. For the MIDI pattern, keep it simple. Root notes, 1 or 2 notes per bar. In bars 1 to 8, make the notes short and keep the level down. In bars 9 to 16, you can lengthen notes and automate up, so it feels like the room is pressurizing. Processing chain for sub, EQ 8 first. If you want pure sub, low pass around 120 to 180. If it's too flat, a tiny bump around 55 to 65 can help, but be careful. 1 dB is already a lot down there. Then saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This is one of the biggest subweight tricks. You're not making it louder, you're making it more readable. Then utility. Width, that's 0%. Always. Sub and stereo is a club problem waiting to happen. Optional. A limiter on the sub only, just catching peaks. Ceiling around minus 0.5. If you see it constantly reducing gain, you're not protecting, you're crushing. Back up and fix the MIDI or envelope. Now the DJ safe automation concept. In bars 1 to 8, the sub is either muted or sitting 6 to 10 dB lower than your eventual drop level. In bars 9 to 16, you bring it in gradually. You want the DJ to have room to keep their own bass line until they're ready to hand it over. Next up, dubby stabs and atmosphere. This is where your intro stops being drums and noise and starts being a world. Create a MIDI track called Dub Stab. Load Waveatable or Analog. Waveatable is easy for this. Pick a sawish wave, then low pass it hard. Use an LP24 filter. Cut off somewhere like 200 to 800 Hz and map that cutoff to a macro if you like. Add a bit of filter drive. Then set your amp envelope for a stab. Quick attack. Decay 200 to 500 ms. No sustain. Release 80 to 200 ms. Then do the dub space chain. Add echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4 time. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Inside echo, high pass around 200 hz and low pass around 4 to 7k so the repeats don't turn into a full range wash. Add reverb after. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms. And low cut around 200 to 400 hz. Teacher note. Reverb low end is one of the fastest ways to ruin a mixable intro. Always cut it. Optional. A subtle auto filter movement, maybe a slow LFO on cutoff. Barely audible. It adds life. For Atmos, create a track with vinyl noise, room tone, a field recording, or synth noise. Then auto pan it slowly, like once every half bar to 2 bars, with small amount. And EQ it. High pass 300 to 600 hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Now let's actually arrange this like a DJ tool, because sound design without arrangement is just a loop. Here's the 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, DJ-friendly entry. Tops are doing the main groove. Atmos is there. Break is filtered low and barely audible. Sub is off or extremely low. This is where you're being polite to the mix. Bars 5 to 8. Hint of rhythm. Bring the break texture up slightly, still filtered. Add tiny effect sweeps like a soft noise whoosh or reverse cymbal. Drop in a single dub stab every 2 bars. Not a riff, not a melody. Just a call out. Bars 9 to 12, energy lift. Now you open the break filter more noticeably. If you want, add a tasteful snare ghost or mini roll. And this is a great moment for the sub to begin rising, or to enter for the first time. This is where the crowd starts leaning forward. Bars 13 to 16. Pre-drop pressure. Add a small percussion fill. Nothing too busy. Increase the reverb send on one stab hit only, like a signal flare. Add a riser, and then a short tension moment into the drop. And when I say short, I mean short. A half bar vacuum can be amazing. A full 2 bars of silence is how you make DJs hate your tune. Now let's talk automation. Because automation is how you create lift without just pushing volume and eating headroom. Automate the break low pass cutoff so it opens over time. You can make it even more dramatic with call and response filtering. Bars 1 to 4 low, bars 5 to 6 slightly open, bars 7 to 8 dip it back down for a fake drop, then bars 9 to 16 open with intention. Automate reverb sends on stabs and atmos slightly upward. Automate the sub utility gain upward, conservatively, and consider a very subtle high pass on the master around 20 to 30 hz. just to keep Infarumble controlled. Subweight is about power, not sludge. Now we do the finishing pass. Drum bus glue and sub clarity. Group your drums into a drum group. On that group, put EQ8 first. High pass at 25 to 35 HC to remove useless infra. If it's muddy, dip a touch around 200 to 350. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Jungle needs transient snap. If you clamp down hard, the groove stops smiling. Optional drum bus with a little drive, tiny crunch, damp if it's too bright. Now do the low-end relationship check, solo sub and break together. If the low-end smears, your break isn't high-passed enough, or your sub has too much harmonic mod. The sub should own roughly 40 to 90. The break should be a vibe above that. Not a competitor. Mono check. Put utility on the master, width to zero, and listen for anything weird. If your low end changes dramatically, you've got stereo information down there somewhere. Fix it at the source. Utility width on the low tracks, and tighten the break low end. Here are a few coach level tests that make this intro actually DJ proof. First, the other track test. Drop a reference tune onto a separate audio track in live and let it play. Then audition your intro quietly underneath it. If your intro forces you to carve huge EQ holes just to coexist, it's too full range too early. A good DJ intro sits under another record naturally. Second, gain staging. Before your bus processing, try to keep tops peaking around minus 12 to minus 9. Break around minus 12 to minus 8, especially early when filtered. Sub, when it finally enters properly, somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6. This keeps your glue and saturation behaving predictably, and avoids that mystery distortion that shows up later.